This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is an amazing guest. I'm so excited to have her. It's Caitlin Murphy. She's the Director of Identity Innovations at, you guessed it, Microsoft. Caitlin, welcome.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
A lot of people talk about identity and access control, identity management, identity and zero trust. We're all losing our identities during hacking attacks. Once you get the keys to the castle through a trusted identity, you know, you steal data or you ransom the environment. What is Microsoft doing in this area? How are you innovating? Is it new products, services? What's going on?
Yeah, it's all of the above. I 100% agree. Identity is a really dynamic and quickly growing space. I mean, it's effectively the new perimeter. And if you think about this digital world, every interaction is basically an identity-based interaction, right? The people, the devices, the workloads, they all need to know, like, who are they communicating with? Can they trust that so they can do their jobs? There's millions of digital interactions that happen every second. And with the growth in the interactions, there's growth in attacks, right? Quantity, sophistication, impact. We'd recently done some research that said that there's 921 password attacks happening every second. So if you multiply that out, that's billions of attacks a year.
Billions of attacks a year on password attacks?
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and that makes it really hard for customers, right? We constantly hear that, their questions are, how do I balance advancing my digital initiatives, but also taking care of this risk that's ever present, always changing and continually growing?
So I'm guessing at least half the computers in the world are running Windows, but will your identity solution protect folks on other platforms as well?
One of the things that we're announcing is the GA, general availability of a solution called Microsoft Entra Permissions Management. And that is the acquisition we had done last year called CloudNox. And that is a multi-cloud permissions management solution, cloud infrastructure entitlements management. We fundamentally believe that we can't just secure Azure, we can't just secure, you know, our products, but to help our customers to deliver what they need, realizing that almost everybody's hybrid or multi-cloud now, we need to help secure everything.
Caitlin, companies love that their employees have remote access, but hasn't that made this identity dilemma incredibly significant?
Absolutely. Significant, and to my point earlier, ever-changing, right? Literally, someone, one day they're calling in from a Starbucks, the next day they're working from the beach, next day they're at their house, and next day they have a meeting at their kid's school. And so it's how do you balance that risk and ensure that the right people have access to the right things at the right time when you don't necessarily know where they're going to be, where they're joining from, and can you trust not only that access, but you know what they have access to.
Now, is there integration with or wrappers for Active Directory, which has been a central piece of identity management for so many years?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we're introducing is a new identity brand, which will encompass not just Active Directory, but a few other products that we're introducing. So we're introducing Microsoft Entra. And as we mentioned earlier, right, we're kind of re-envisioning how we think of identity. So Entra is the expansion of how we're thinking about securing access and identity. It's all about secure access for a connected world. And what will exist within Entra is Microsoft, you know, Azure AD, a product that we've all known and used for years, as well as a few other offerings that we're bringing to market, Microsoft Entra Permissions Management and Microsoft Entra Verified ID.
Can you give an example of a typical vertical that would be deploying this and how it will take them to the next level on identity management, identity security?
Absolutely. So when we design our products, we absolutely look for how can we support a particular vertical, but we also look for general purpose. You know, how can this be useful to everybody? How can we make everybody feel and be more secure? We've been working with customers, particularly in the financial services sector lately, who are already using Azure AD, for example, but now are also seeing a growth of things like workload identities. So, hey, it's not just the people. It's not just my employees. It's not just the guests. It's not just the supply chain I need to secure, but now I need to secure these non-human entities. And then one of the first steps in securing them is frankly finding them. How do you assess your risk? How do you know who is where, what entity has access to what? And so that's where we expanded our portfolio to Microsoft Entra Permissions Management, which is all about visibility and remediation of cross-cloud permissions. So as I mentioned, one of the FSI companies that we're working with particularly has deployed that and is using that to now understand what permissions they have and then use Azure Active Directory to manage them more effectively.
So you're talking on workloads, the actual servers and virtual machine environments in the cloud that are communicating with each other and making business decisions or accessing data that's critical to the organization?
Absolutely. Services, bots, apps, all of the above. We've seen recently just an exponential growth in these non-human identities. And one of the things that I think is crazy about them is at least when a person joins an organization, it's pretty obvious. Gary has joined. Gary is here. Gary needs an ID. He needs access to XYZ. Gary has changed jobs. And so it's a relatively visible joiner, mover, leaver cycle, but not so much for a workload, right? A developer spins up the workload in the background because they need to do a particular task. Literally nobody beyond that developer might know that it even exists. So if you don't know it's existing, how do you manage it? How do you secure it? How do you make sure it only has the right permissions at the right time? And to your point, when you're also now bringing in things like more remote work and just more variability, more identities, we found that it's increasingly important to secure those workload identities because, again, you don't know what they are, where they are, what they can do.
So, Caitlin, do you have an Entra? It's E-N-T-R-A, Microsoft Entra?
Yes.
Yeah, in this new solution, do you audit for workloads and identities and discover, do some kind of automated discovery and find out how many are out there and surprise your clients because they didn't know the numbers were so large?
We hope it's a pleasant surprise. We want to make sure that they have full visibility because when you have that information, you can choose what to do with it, right? You're empowered to make decisions and set the security paradigm that you feel comfortable with. But yes, so we have solutions that work in concert with the other. So Microsoft Entra Permissions Management helps find those workload identities and understand what permissions they have. And it could also assess the gap between those permissions. What is it entitled to do? What does it actually do? So you can right side those permissions. And then one of the other things that we're announcing is the public preview of workload identities, which is then the capability to basically do Azure AD type control of those identities or management of those identities for the non-human identities or workload identities within Azure AD.
And for years, we've been worried about shadow IT. It seems like as we've moved to the cloud, you're talking about shadow identities that you've discovered and help people lock down and make better business decisions.
I don't know if we can claim discovering them, but yes, we feel like there, and we have the data to support this massive growth in these less visible, less understood identities. And sometimes we find out they even got exponentially more permissions than a human identity. And so it's really about how can we apply all the learnings, the experience, the insights we've gained from our customers about protecting and managing human identities to this whole other class of identities.
So with Microsoft Entra, kind of this umbrella solution on identity, how easily is it deployed and how quickly can people gain more identity security with you?
Absolutely. So Microsoft Entra, the umbrella name for our identity portfolio, the products are available today. Azure AD has been in market for years. We have announced the GA of Microsoft Entra Permissions Management, as well as other offerings like workload identities coming shortly thereafter. So, you know, once they're available in public preview, they're available for anybody to go get and try. And one of the interesting things that we're doing with Microsoft Entra Permissions Management is that there's actually a free risk assessment that anybody can download it and run the application. And basically it'll go out and assess what are the privileges or what are the identities in your environment and what privileges do they have. And anybody can use it to kind of assess those and then again, figure out what they want to do going forward. And that can run within, you know, a day or so.
Within a day or so, where can we find this assessment tool?
So I would suggest starting with on the Microsoft website under Entra, and off of there, you can learn more about Entra, but also link to all the different information for the offerings that exist within the portfolio.
So Caitlin, there's a lot of risk out there. Microsoft's doing this for a purpose. It's to increase cybersecurity and harden environments against breaches of certain types. Would you say that, is it ransomware that's the worst out there, or is it cyber criminals and hackers breaking into environments and stealing people's identities or even hacking into workloads?
I think it's all of the above. We definitely see when we talk to our customer base and we listen to them, different concerns in different pockets, but just a general uneasiness with the dramatic change in technology that we're working with today, but also the sophistication and the quantity of attacks that are coming. And so one of the reasons we've kind of reimagined our vision for the future of identity and really shifted to Entra is that we want identity to be the entryway to the world of new possibilities, right? We don't want it to be the gateway that restricts access. We don't want it to create friction. We don't want it to hold back innovation. When I think of like the great things that have happened in the world, they start with people coming together, people and machines coming together to do something. And we want to be the one that enables people to do more.
So Caitlin, you want to create a frictionless identity experience And the intro or the onboarding and getting in is going to be easy for folks, while behind the scenes, there's a lot of code developed and a lot of security procedures and processes in the background, but you want to make it frictionless.
As frictionless as possible, absolutely.
That's wonderful. And does Microsoft roll out Entra through channel partners, big system integrators? Is it available directly? What's the best way to get Entra?
So Microsoft Entra is sold the way that we sell our other identity offerings today. You can access by the Microsoft website. We also have partners as well.
Caitlin, Microsoft has so many products and services. It's just amazing. And the cool thing is you guys like to simplify things. So if we were in the elevator together and you were describing the Entra family, how would you describe it to a layman or someone getting off the elevator in one or two floors?
Yep, thank you. This is what I call my grandma question. So when my grandma calls, how do I tell her what I do? The way I explain it in the elevator to my grandma is that Microsoft Entra is designed to protect access to any app or resource for any user, human or otherwise, secure and verify every identity across the hybrid and multi-cloud environments, discover and govern permissions for any user in any cloud, and then also simplify the user experience by leveraging like real-time intelligent access decisions.
That's incredible. Well, Microsoft really is innovating in the identity space. And I'm just curious if there's anything else related to Entra that we haven't covered that you'd want to share with our viewers and listeners today.
I would just reiterate that we're really excited to bring this new identity vision to market. And we absolutely believe that identity is the trust fabric that's critical to every digital interaction that happens in the world. So we look forward to the introduction. We look forward to bringing Microsoft Entra with advancements to Azure AD, Microsoft Entra Permissions Management, Microsoft Entra Verified ID to market. We also look forward to bringing out additional offerings and future expansions later this year.
That's great. Caitlin Murphy, you are the Director of Identity Innovations at Microsoft Corporation. You're taking cybersecurity to the next level. You're innovating in identity, and you're bringing out Entra in a way that just makes it a frictionless experience, which is so important. And I want to thank you again for this opportunity to learn more about it. And then, folks, come back next time for another exciting episode.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.